This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, held a special mass Sunday for the Myanmar community in Italy. He said the people of Myanmar must not despair in the face of evil or allow themselves to be divided. Myanmar's military seized power in a February 1st coup. The coup derailed the country's tentative progress toward full democracy and triggered protests that have been met with a bloody crackdown. Francis visited the Southeast Asian country in 2017. He's repeatedly denounced the coup. He has urged the people of Myanmar not to yield to what he called the logic of hatred and vengeance, nor to compromise their values. He said unity is vital in their struggle. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he is not planning any immediate end to the deadly airstrikes Sunday on Gaza, just hours after his military's jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. In a televised address Sunday, he told the Jewish state that the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time, in his words. Speaking to CBS's Face the Nation television show, Netanyahu said, I hope it won't take too long. The exact quote, is, I hope it won't take long. But he said the end of the attacks was not immediate, despite international efforts to broker a ceasefire and the week-long exchange of missile fire between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu spoke after the deadliest attacks since the devastating war in Gaza in 2014. The Israeli airstrikes targeted a major downtown street of residential buildings and storefronts over a five-minute period after midnight. They flattened two adjacent buildings and another about 50 meters away. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fighting between government security forces in Afghanistan resumed. Government security forces and Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan resumed in the early hours of Sunday, ending a three-day ceasefire declared by the adversaries to mark Islamic Eid al-Fitr festival. The Afghan army confirmed its forces started offensive clearing and counterterrorism operations in districts close to Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province. It claimed the ensuing clashes killed at least 20 Taliban rebels, including a key commander. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani spoke to his military commanders Saturday night by video conference to discuss the post-ceasefire situation. Taliban officials have not commented on post-truce insurgent operations in the country, nor on the situation in Helmand. A hotly contested province has been the scene of intense fighting since May the 1st. That's when the United States and its NATO allies formally began their final troop pullout from Afghanistan. Algeria's presidential office said Sunday that the country will reopen air and land borders on June the 1st, but strict measures will be imposed to limit the spread of the coronavirus. More details are expected a week from now, but on Sunday, the presidency announced there will be only five flights a day from and to Algerian airports. Algeria closed its borders and suspended all flights in March 2020 when the number of COVID-19 infections started to rise. Domestic flights resumed in December last year. The North African country has so far recorded 125,311 coronavirus cases, including just under 4,000 deaths. Including 3,300 deaths. A severe cyclone is roaring in the Arabian Sea off of southwestern India with winds of up to 140 kilometers per hour, causing heavy rains and flooding that have killed at least six people, according to officials on Sunday. Cyclone Tauktae, the season's first major storm, is expected to make landfall early Tuesday in Gujarat state. That's according to a statement by the Indian Meteorological Department. The massive storm will likely hamper India's fight against a surge of the coronavirus that's sweeping the country with devastating deaths, and the virus lockdown measures may slow relief work, and damage from the storm could possibly destroy roads and cut vital supply lines. In areas along the Arabian Sea coast, four people have been killed and 73 villages badly damaged. Just today, according to the southwestern Karnataka State's Disaster Management Authority. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.